I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. Chinese Education Minister Yuan Guren last week indicated that he would ban university textbooks that demonstrate Western values. He spoke at a Beijing conference before representatives of some of China's leading universities. Feiling Wang is professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology. He describes his reaction to the new educational restrictions.
I think this is just one of the latest moves to demonstrate a few things. One is the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party leadership is very worried about the influence of Western values and on the Chinese young people, especially college students. The second one is, given the fact that the Chinese economy is having a downturn, and there are also backlashes against the Chinese nationalism and the aggressive Chinese foreign policy. So therefore, the leadership in Beijing is a little bit worried. It's really concerned about the dissension and about opposition and about criticisms from inside. And they worry about the young generation, whether this young generation will continue to be kind of trusted or safe for the regime. So this, to me, actually is a signal to show the weakness of the Communist Party leadership. And the third message I'm getting from this is that the presence of so-called Western values in China is already extensive and strong, and the leadership feels a threat, and they are threatened by that.
Because this rule or new rules have been announced at a time when many Chinese students are studying overseas, including the children of leaders, including President Xi's daughter has been studying in the United States. I mean, studying in the United States and also in Europe and other parts of the world, Australia. So on one hand, the Chinese youth has been encouraged to go overseas, and yet this seems like a new restriction on outside influence.
Yes. As you know, as many of our listeners know, that hypocrisy is always a hallmark of any centralized propaganda campaign. In other words, to tell people to do one thing, but do something else with your own kids, that's always the case. And secondly, I think this may be kind of a very strong, stern call and kind of a shocking and kind of a reactionary to many. But we also have to keep in mind that this kind of call oftentimes will be just a call. It may not have much real impact at all. And I fully anticipate that this kind of order, this kind of decree, will be compromised, and the enforcement and implementation of this will be really, really limited. Because on the one hand, as you said, so many Chinese now are actually studying abroad directly, and many of them are traveling back and forth. And many Chinese teachers, college professors, and graduate students are having trained with imported textbooks and stuff. And today, Internet is such a powerful means of communication. And the general society of People's Republic of China has transformed so much.
Apparently, there has been some reaction on Sino Weibo against this. But also, this is happening at a time, mentioning the Internet, that it is becoming increasingly difficult for Chinese within China to obtain a VPN to get outside connection to the Internet.
Right. Yes, indeed. Same, putting it together, you see how fearful, even desperate, the leadership is regarding the information flow and so-called Western values. And this is actually a sign of weakness rather than strength. So they're trying. But this is not going to be a winnable battle in the long run. In the short time, however, you're going to see a lot of bad things happening. For example, the suppression of expression on college campuses, the kind of a control, even reduction of different voices, even punishment and persecution of scholars and teachers or students. Those things will happen. But in the long run, this is not a winnable battle for the people who are advocating this. The vast majority of Chinese students and scholars, I don't think they are going to be really wholeheartedly enforcing this kind of new rules.
Feiling Wang, professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.